Welcome to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, where we dive into real-world entrepreneurial questions in just a few minutes. I'm Greg, better known online as Dr. Greg Watson, serial entrepreneur and founder coach. Each episode, I unpack a question that matters to entrepreneurs, from launching your first venture to scaling an established business. Today's show is called Why 7 Hidden Business Lessons from Luxury Brands Will Transform Your Revenue. Now let's get started with today's show. Here's a question that fascinates me. Why do people pay $5,000 for a Hermes bag when a $50 bag does the exact same job? Today we're uncovering the hidden psychology luxury brands use to create obsessive customers. And here's the beautiful part. These secrets work for any business, not just high-end products. Let's start with scarcity. Luxury brands deliberately limit availability to increase demand. Rolex produces fewer watches than people actually want to buy each year. Think about that for a moment. When something is hard to get, our brains automatically assign it higher value. It's human nature. You can apply this principle by limiting product releases, creating waitlists, or offering exclusive access to your best customers. But scarcity alone isn't enough. The real magic happens when you focus on experience over product. Luxury brands sell feelings, not features. Apple stores feel like museums, not electronic shops. The unboxing, the service, the environment, everything reinforces status and quality. Your business should design every single customer touchpoint to create an emotional experience, not just a transaction. Let me share how one company mastered this. In the 90s, Howard Schultz studied Italian coffee culture. Instead of selling coffee, he sold the concept of a third place between work and home. Premium pricing for basic coffee actually worked because customers felt sophisticated and connected. The result? He turned a commodity into a lifestyle brand worth billions. The third principle is community building. Luxury brands create tribes, not just customers. Harley-Davidson owners don't just buy motorcycles, they join a brotherhood. Tesla owners become brand evangelists, defending the company online without getting paid. Build community through shared values, exclusive events, and user-generated content. Here's your actionable takeaway. Pick one luxury principle, scarcity, experience, or community, and implement it in your business this week. Remember, people don't buy products, they buy better versions of themselves. Thanks for tuning in to Entrepreneur Q&A with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with a fellow entrepreneur. Until next time, keep building.